What did you pack?
I didn't really pack. They wouldn't let me pack. I was a boy girl.
Oh. Well, I packed peaches and grapes and, you know, different types of
fruit. We did peaches, apricots, and pears. Okay, what count?
We was in San Joaquin Valley, but I don't know what county it was in. I don't even remember. It's been too long ago.
Yeah, and you mentioned in the south. You mean down in Texas? Or?
No, down in the southern part of Arkansas. We'd go down there and work through strawberries, mm-hmm. you know. And we had an uncle live down there, and we'd go down there and work for him through strawberries. My husband would be field boss, you know, or crew hands. And I usually done the cooking for a big bunch of berry pickers he'd have in. Then in the afternoon, I'd go out and pick, you know, after I'd fix lunch for 15, 16 years.
How about Michigan? What was it up there?
Well, we done about the same type of work when we just, you know, as we did in California. We just worked in the orchards, you know, and in fruit.
That's a fruit country, too, up in Michigan's a fruit country.
We done a lot of that, you know. We picked more strawberries in Michigan the time we went up there than, yeah, the cherries. It was in the spring. We went really to spend the whole summer, but we was living on a place that's listed for sale, and while we was up there, it sold, and we had to come back and move. So we didn't stay as long as we planned to stay when we went up there.
Are you familiar with the term fruit tramp?
Yeah.
How what does that term mean to you?
Well, it means I've met quite a number of them. It's just people that just goes from one harvest to another, and they start in the south and in the early spring, and they go as far north as fruit grows, and they just live in box cars or tents or shacks or whatever, and they just work in the day most of the time and drink what they work through the night and go again the next morning.
Is it a bad term, or do people call themselves that?
Well, a lot of people follow fruit harvest, you know, but they're not what you would call fruit tramps. A fruit tramp is what I said. But a lot of people, it takes their families, you know, and those fruit harvests are not called fruit tramps. They're migrating fruit workers, as they call them, you know. They don't just go from one field to another. They either go
stay a whole season, don't they, when they go.
When the first fruit starts, and you stay till the last fruit is gathered, because as one goes off, another one is coming on. There's really, you know, you're very seldom out of work long. You know, it's strawberries, cherries, and peaches, and, you know, and so on. You stay pretty well busy.
You mentioned that you went to California for about 3 months once. When was that? Were you telling me about that?
It was in
39.
No? We didn't build our house up there till 42. It was about 40 in the fall of 42, September, I guess, of 42.
Yeah, and we come back with in spring.
Mm-hmm. My husband thought he was tired of sawmilling, so he sold his sawmill and sold his truck, but we didn't sell our home. We let a family move into a house, and we went out there, and he tried the fruit work. He worked at a grape dehydrator and here, there, and yonder, and picked a little cotton, and he soon seen, after being his own boss for years, that he didn't like for somebody else to tell him what to do, so we came back in November.
Did you have any trouble buying his sawmill back?
No, he didn't buy that one back. He just bought another mill. And
I see.
He just bought another mill and set it up again.
Right. And is that the only time you were out there? Was that?
Yeah, that's the only time we went to stay. We've made several trips out there on a visit. I guess we've been out there probably 6 or 8 times. But that's the only time we really meant to stay. We had a sale and sold most of our house furniture. We kept a few things. And we had to buy back when we got back.